Letters to Daniel, Volume 5.
Once, just once, I'd like to be able to land someplace and say, behold, I am the Archangel Gabriel.
I fail to see the humor in that situation, Doctor.
Naturally. You could hardly claim to be an angel with those pointed ears, Mr. Spock, but say you landed someplace with a pitchfork.
Letter 234. Gabriel and the Parable of the Ten Virgins. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2014, in the first month, on the 23rd day of the first month.
Gabriel, one of our nation's most decorated soldiers. He's a hero, and now our country's most secret weapon. Gabriel possesses a rare genetic mutation that allowed us to implant a microchip in his brain. We connected his mind directly to the information grid.
Something the chip does that nobody expected. I can create a virtual snapshot of an event in my mind and then walk through it. It's like a virtual evidence wall.
At U.S. Cyber Command, we created a highly specialized unit around him.
Satellite fire!
And assigned an agent to protect him.
Run!
He's the first of his kind. The next evolution of intelligence.
Dear Dan, in letter 219, 19 October 2013, I discuss what it was like to have Satan in my backyard and then for me to participate in a temporal judgment against him. But there was something else I didn't mention which happened that now comes to bear. After Angels, Gabriella, Gabe, and I went back into the kitchen, as I was standing trying to figure out what to do next, I saw someone walk in from the backyard through the kitchen sliding door and out of the house through the living room. He looked like the same one who Angel Gabe had earlier said was his cousin Gabriel, who had joined the assembly at the last minute. After asking, Angel Gabe replied that he was indeed Angel Gabriel of the Bible, and I thought, why did he have to walk through the kitchen? We kind of joked about this over the next few days. What's he going to do next? Raid my fridge? Was sort of my sentiment. Almost 3 months later, on 11 January 2014, I had gone to work at G6 and was in my janitor's closet getting my stuff ready. I walked back out through the closet door to see in the spirit the same angel standing almost in front of the door. That's almost 2 weeks ago as I write this. Up until 2 days ago, he has been staying at our house and going to work with us at G6 almost every day. But the Lord sent him to my brother CB7's house just 2 days ago. But before he moved, he said he had a personal message for me, which then is also for any that may read these letters. The message was really simple. Gabriel referred me to the parable of the ten virgins in the book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. So please allow me to echo this same message. Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. The wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour, in which the Son of Man is coming. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus. Footnote, to paraphrase in the words of today, make sure you have your iPhone charger with you at all times and that you have bought the extended warranty. Additional footnote, is it possible that this is one of the few doctrines of ignorance authorized by Scripture? Postscript, 24 January 2014. As of today, the Lord has been moving Gabriel around to three different locations on earth, from our house and then to my two brothers' different locations, and back here again. Triangulating?